Although Cassabree's finger, embedded under his skin, seemed to provide immunity for him as well, no one knew how long the protection would last. Though if danger cropped up, he would go in Alyssa's place. He settled to a sitting position and laid the steering pole next to his sword near the raft's left edge. Built for moving stones from the mining pits to the barrier wall, the raft seemed quite steady, easily carrying its three riders. He and Alyssa near the front, and Corin closer to the back, as well as two gunny sacks filled with food and extra clothing. Still aching from cuts, scrapes, and bruises he suffered in his battle with a dragon named Highborn, Jason let his muscles relax. The Southland's warm weather drew sweat from his pores, but the long-sleeved tunic and cloak would feel much more comfortable when they reached the frozen Northlands. Alyssa and Corin were also recovering from wounds, though a gap in Alyssa's hair was now the most noticeable result of their recent battles. Her glow from consuming a star drop had faded, but it seemed that the mana pendant dangling from a chain around her neck still carried a slight radiance, the remnant glow from a recent healing. During the first part of their journey, Alyssa had been chatty, providing updates on sensations she felt as they procured the raft and provisions. Lately, however, she had grown quiet and somber. Corin, sitting cross-legged with her cloak's hood pulled over her head, had hardly uttered a word, just a thank you whenever Jason helped her move from place to place. With the Exodus disease ravaging her body, she seemed to be getting feebler by the hour. Her face had turned pale, a stark contrast to the physical traits of a Starlighter, red hair poking out around the edges of her hood and sparkling green eyes. Less than a quarter mile away now, the wall loomed. The uneven stones, cobbled together with pebbly mortar, seemed to rise before them as the raft drifted closer on the placid current. They would arrive in a few moments. Leaning close to Alyssa, Jason whispered, "Do you sense anything?"
"I still sense a dragon, if that's what you mean, but I can't tell how close it is. I don't detect anger or a heightened sense of alertness."
She rubbed her thumb and finger together. Her eyes, not quite as green as Corin's, gleamed in the sunlight.
"I sense a change, the way the air feels after a bolt of lightning strikes nearby."
Jason searched the sky again. Though the clouds to the east seemed benign, it was wise to heed Alyssa's gifts of perception. Hers may be subtler talents than Corin's vivid abilities, just as her auburn hair seemed a shadow of Corin's more striking red, yet the two girls were equally remarkable.
"I don't see any storms," he said. "What else could be causing what you're feeling?"
Corin spoke up, her voice wispy.
"The history of Starlight holds many mysteries. It's obvious that humans lived here long before we slaves arrived, and they were far more advanced than humans today, either on Starlight or on Darksphere. I didn't really understand Arxad's description of how we're supposed to get past the wall, but when we try, I think we might learn a lot about what the earliest humans here were able to do, and what is signaling Alyssa."
Jason nodded. Arxad's instructions were puzzling. Something about an opening at the river's surface and a lever near that spot. As one of the oldest dragons, the high priest of the land, he was privy to many ancient secrets. And now one of those secrets was about to come to light. After another minute, the raft's front end bumped against the wall, and the current turned it until the side abutted a mortared gap between two vertically stacked rough stones. The slight collision made Jason's sword clink against the steering pole. Jason pressed his palms against the stone, pushed the raft back a few inches, and looked at the line where the water met the wall. According to Arxad, a spillway had been cut into the stone somewhere, but since the water level fluctuated seasonally, he wasn't sure if the opening would be exposed.
"This is where the diviner comes in," Jason said.
"Can you probe for a hole and a lever?"
Alyssa rose to her knees and laid a hand on the wall.
"It's too dense to probe through, but I'll look for a hole of some kind."
Closing her eyes, she rubbed her fingers along the imperfections, as if tickling the nooks and knobs. Tiny twitches and flinches danced across her face, as if her skin had taken on the dips and divots her mind searched through. Finally,